The Australian Articles, Chapter 5. Adelaide, Queen of King William. After Perth, our next stop was Adelaide, the city of churches. Called after King William's wife, then Queen, it was noted for its religious tolerance at a time where tolerance was hardly invented. Adelaide welcomed the Lutheran followers from Germany who were escaping religious persecution. At a time when benevolence wasn't high on the agenda in many places, Australians in Adelaide were welcoming everyone to join them and live harmoniously. We didn't get to church in Adelaide, and if it is a city with many churches, we did not see too many of them. Adelaide is a lot different from Perth. It is the capital of Southern Australia, becoming so when the land was initially divided into Southern Australia and Northern Australia. The city itself is contained within a 1 square mile, surrounded by trees and quite distinctive if viewed from the local panoramic viewing station for the city, Mount Lofty. Of course, there are other areas beyond the city boundary that Adelaide incorporates, but the city itself is distinctive and contained within that 1 square mile. The general surveyor in the early 19th century, William Light, was responsible for the development of Adelaide, and it was his vision that was responsible for the city layout as it is now. He is buried beneath his theodolite in the central area of the city. Well, William, thank you. I thought the layout was pretty amazing. As with other major cities, there's a Chinatown here, albeit a bit small in size, but providing the city with the must-do touristy bit, although I must admit we didn't do it. Most of the restaurants are on Gouger Street, where you can wander all among the aromas of fusion spices and Italian garlic, enticed in by flickering candles, white linen, silver cutlery, and the forlorn empty wine glass, all the while containing the grumbling of a very hungry stomach as you try to agree on where to eat that evening. A vibrant market where fruit, vegetables, wine, cheese and cakes were aplenty was located on Victoria Square. This is a spot where you can buy most things, including fly nets, a must for the outback. They're cheaper here than they were in Perth, where we paid almost 11 Australian dollars for ours. The excellent thing about a lot of cities in Australia is that the trams in the city are free, and Adelaide is no different. This is a huge bonus in searing temperatures, but the lion does like to walk, so it was highly unlikely that we would even use the tram on any of the trip. Nevertheless, you can take the tram all the way to Glenelg Beach, or if you prefer, you could cycle there. It's a short journey outside the city. The free trams are plentiful and easy to identify. There are also lots of places where you might board and disembark as you navigate this tight little city. Glenelg Beach on the city limits was a vibrant seaside town with a fun fair, big wheel and lots of kids. There was a Flume swimming pool and an arcade for the kids along the beachfront, so they were at least contained. Volleyball nets lined the beach near the entrance, with several young men playing, giving the tourists without purpose something to focus on. We took off our shoes and sat on the sand watching over 30 children of all ages learning to surf. One of the team, obviously with some kind of responsibility, had age group manager emblazoned on his back, suggesting that this was an organised tournament perhaps. Children as small as 3 were participating. I couldn't really see this working in Portobello Beach in Edinburgh. The temperature would be an inhibitor for a start. One of our fellow travellers, the peacock, braved the waves and went in for a swim. We looked on enviously as the warm sea swept its waves over the golden sand, and we wished we'd brought our swimmies. Actually, I wished the lion would not contemplate any activity that might involve getting wet. He didn't even paddle. After all of this, we finally checked into our hotel, Pepper's, located on Weymouth Street, and this, to date, had the most comfortable of all the beds we'd slept in. I'm slightly behind in my account of all things Australia, so we have slept in two other hotels since, and I can say with some confidence that Pepper's bed was by far the most comfortable to date. We have been living out of suitcases, so the wardrobe was defunct for the trip, and although the bed was comfy, space was limited, with all the bags open and spewing outfits onto the floor as we tried to identify suitable attire for the evening stroll. Adelaide also had a festival fringe going on. Now in its 60th year, this was identical in spirit to the Edinburgh Festival fringe. In fact, many of the acts were advertising the fact that they had been there. Some of the street acts, and notably a Swede performing juggling and acrobatics, I recalled from the High Street in Edinburgh. He was just as pleasing to the crowd here as he was there. The fringe was free to enter and was teeming with families, friends and participants in full costume, wandering aimlessly or with purpose among the lively crowds. The sun was streaming through the leafy glades overarching the grounds as we took in the various street and free performances. We watched as young people received a trapeze lesson. Now, I contemplated this for a nanosecond. That was until I saw that they had to pull their legs up, hang them over the bar, and drop their arms, where the more experienced guy would catch them as they swung some 30 feet above the ground. The antics of those willing to try it out kept and fell 20 feet into the safety net. Food and drink was on offer everywhere, and there were shows for adults and children alike. It was good-humoured and fun, giving us a warm, fuzzy holiday feeling. We left there, wandering like commandos back to our hotel along the busy streets, dodging buggies and couples unwilling to split the pole. Something to note is that the shops don't open on Sunday, and many restaurants were also closed, so it was good to find some places were open because of the festival. We only had two full days in Adelaide, but it was a city I felt at home in and welcome. Not as big and as bright as Perth, but then there were so many of these, as we would find as we wandered around Australia.